Well, the event, we had the first one in 2018, and it came about probably a year prior to that when we realized that a lot was being done for artists, but not enough was being done for teaching artists, meaning artists that go into the schools, they go into community settings and teach. And we had wanted to offer professional development opportunities for that niche, that group of people, so that they can feel that, I can actually make a living out of this. I can actually teach and do my art or teach art and not necessarily a classroom teacher. K-12 classroom teacher, but as a specialist that can go in and aid the classroom teacher or aid the community center into taking the art form or whatever's being taught to the next level from a professional.
All right, so this virtual retreat will be taking place online over a period of 4 weeks from August the 10th through September 2nd. It's co-sponsored and coordinated by seven state arts agencies. And again, we're talking about the 2020 Mid-Atlantic Teaching Artist Virtual Retreat. Sheila, will this, before we talk about the keynote speakers and everything that's going to be happening, will this year's retreat take a little bit of a different turn because of, other than being held online, because of coronavirus?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, it is virtual because of the coronavirus pandemic. It initially was going to be on site with a select number of artists from each of the seven states. It was going to be at the Shenandoah National Park in Virginia. And of course, when COVID came, we realized early on, probably back in April, I think, that probably meeting in public wasn't going to be feasible this time around. So we decided to try to pull something together online for our teaching artists rather than to cancel, because we're envisioning this as an every other year event. So the last one we did was in 2018, and we didn't really want to skip.
Will there be topics, though, about coronavirus since, it's kind of taken over our lives for the last 7 months?
Not per se, not particularly. We're just trying to, I guess, bring the normal, make it as normal as possible, and we're having topics that you would discuss any other time, teaching artists in the elementary classroom. How to do teaching artistry as a side hustle. If you're doing another job and you want to do this to earn extra money. We're also having financial planning for teaching artists. And if you want to do this as a career, then we're having someone come in that can just show you how you should manage and budget your money as a creative professional to make a living out of it. And that sort of thing.
Who will the keynote speaker be?
The keynote speaker is going to be Michael O'Brien, and he is out of the state of Pennsylvania. He's a practitioner, he's a researcher in the fields of community development, organizational culture, and human well-being. He was a fellow at Drexel University. He's currently the director of learning at the Village of Arts and Humanities, and that's a nonprofit that's located in North Philadelphia.
Now, can anybody get involved in this event, or is it sort of a closed event for teaching artists?
Actually, anyone that's interested, I mean, obviously it's geared towards teaching artists, so you probably have to have an interest in that area. But even if you were an artist, a regular artist, or someone that thinks, when I retire, this might be something I'd like to do. And so, yeah, anyone can get involved and register.
And
It's free.
how can they register?
They can register by going onto our website, arts.delaware.gov, and then at the top of the banner, click on news. Once they click on news, the retreat is right there, and they can click on that link, and it says register now.